You use the Spark Notes too? Whew. Welcome to the club. The morning routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Travis Kelce apparently accidentally exposed himself during the podcast.
Oh,
listen to this.
I got a call. Travis came on Whiskey Ginger when I used to shoot it out of my house before when we were moving studios. Yeah. And he came to the house. We set up at the crib because we were moving. And so it was kind of a tight squeeze and the cameras and the angles, all this stuff. And my editor calls me and he's like, bro, I don't know how to tell you this, but Travis was falling out of his shorts.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure there are people trying to find that as we speak.
I am embarrassed.
She is fanning herself. Wow.
I am.
Mm. Oh. Maybe Sarah's looking for that footage over there. I can't see what's on her computer. Can't see her search history.
I'm looking up Conan O'Brien hot ones. That's what I'm looking up.
Looks like it's going to rain.
I know.
Well, it is going to rain, I think.
No. Anyway, on the Kelly Clarkson show, Zendaya confessed her uncertainty about her role as Met Gala co-chair.
Well, speaking of just carpets, you're co-chairing the Met Gala? Is that true? What does that mean? What does that entail?
You know, I've never actually done it before.
Yes, I will. What do I do?
I'll let you know after.
Oh, my God, because it's a huge event.
Yeah, it is a massive event. But what I do know is I can't be late.
You would probably, I would say yes to co-chairing the Met Gala, for sure.
Of course, why not? What do? I don't know.
Yeah, right. But we'll let you know the details later.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
That sounds great. Well, we got a behind-the-scenes clip from John Krasinski's upcoming film, If. It captures his reunion with former The Office co-star Steve Carell, and this is actually pretty funny. Listen.
We actually worked together on this little thing a long time ago.
Oh, my Lord. I was just saying, you guys, has it been years?
Years. I'm glad we're getting it. This is so intimate.
I just love that this is the fifth take, and you did great on this.
All right, let me try one.
Okay. Oh, so anyway, I haven't seen Steve, and geez, it's got to be.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
That's going to be good.
I love it.
That's
gonna
be
it. Oh, my gosh, Steve Carell. By the Drew Barrymore show on Thursday, Janet Jackson was told her outfit looked very Matrix. Then Drew asked if she almost did the Keanu Reeves film. That's when Janet said no and felt that Drew might be confused with X-Men. Janet went on to reveal that she was asked to play Storm in the 2000 film X-Men, but said no because she was going on tour. Of course, the role was taken by Halle Berry, as you recall.
It's the morning routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Catch up sleep on weekends.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I do.
I don't do it a lot. I mean, I wake up at 4:45 during the weekday, but I sleep until like 5:30 on the weekend. So it's not like some crazy amount.
Well, it can change for me on the like if I... on a Friday, take a nap and then stay up late on Friday. For the weekend, I can sleep in to like 7:30.
Oh, no kidding.
7:30, maybe 8.
Wow.
Yeah, if I really want to. But I sleep a lot during the day. Like, I'm a napper.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love to sleep. But people who enjoy longer weekend catch-up sleep, meaning that they sleep more on the weekends, apparently they're saying it significantly lessens your depression or your likelihood to be depressed.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know about this, though, because sometimes too much sleep can kind of put me in a depressed mood. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. Like you sleep too much and then you're just meh.
Yeah, just kind
of
lethargic.
Right.
And I don't know because I've heard too much sleeping. I've heard things like it's not great for your heart. I've heard it's not awesome for your mental health before, so I don't know.
But if you get too little of sleep, then that's awful for your mental health.
And bad for your heart.
Yeah. And bad for your heart. Gotta get that sweet spot.
Right. The association was notably stronger among men. Individuals under the age of 65 and those who sleep fewer hours on weekdays. So that's let's see, under the age of 65, I'm a dude. I sleep fewer hours on weekdays. That's kind of, that's like me.
That is you. It's describing
it's
you.
It's weird. Overall, those who slept longer on the weekends tended to exhibit lower levels of depressive symptoms. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I have to pay attention to it. And I do hear multiple things on this, so I don't really know what to think.
So sleep more. I would go
sleep
for
sleep more on the weekends.
I would lean towards sleeping more just because I like sleep.
Well, and then, but it depends though. Like if you're one of those people who has to like take advantage of every moment, then that would be bad for your mental health because I feel like you'd feel guilty for taking the nap. You know what I mean? I should be out doing stuff. I should be out being
productive.
Yeah,
but your body needs that rest. It needs that break. It needs time to recuperate and recalibrate and rejuvenate.
Yeah. Ooh, did you just make that up?
I sure did.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Study participants who slept 1 or 2 hours longer on the weekends had fewer depressive symptoms compared to those who didn't engage in weekend catch-up sleep. Okay, so they're talking about 1 to 2 hours only. In my mind, I'm thinking of like napping all day and like sleeping until like 10:30. You know, I'm thinking of a lot more sleep, I think, than they're putting down.
Yeah, that's true.
They were approximately 38 to 46% less likely to exhibit depressive syndrome. So that's pretty substantial, I'd say.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So, hey, weekend time, whether your weekend happens to fall on a Saturday or Sunday or not, a couple more hours of sleep here and there ain't a bad idea.
The wait is over. Back to the morning routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
In a survey of 2,000 U.S. adults, 15% want to sit through a movie 2 hours or longer.
I would not.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. If you don't have anything else to do,
you don't care about anything ever? More than 2 hours.
Oh, no.
23% have sat through 3 or more movies that felt long, that felt too long in the past 60 days. That's Rebel Moon.
Rebel Moon.
If you've seen Rebel Moon on Netflix or Prime, I forget, it's trying to pack so much information and so much character into one movie. It's just it totally misses, I think.
What was that Leonardo DiCaprio movie that was just out? The Flower Moon?
Yeah, that was very,
that was
very
a long. One.
But it was good, though. You know, it was good. It was slow. I could see how people could get fed up with that. I liked that one, though.
Mm-hmm.
15% say the topic of subtitles is a hot issue in their household.
Now, my sister-in-law will have subtitles on. She just likes to have it. So.
Like, even on English speaking shows.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too, because I feel like as time gets up... Well, first of all, on my TV, and I don't know about you guys, but there is some crazy volume changes.
Yes!
Between movies and TV. And I know there are different, you know, regulations that happen in terms of decibel levels you can release, like, you know, industry standard things. But it's also like between the commercials, even in the movies itself, like when the music's on, it's like really, really loud during an intense moment.
Yep.
And then they're quiet for a second and it's like you can barely hear.
And you don't know what's going on
right.
in the dialogue.
Exactly.
You're like,
So I can get on board with the subtitles.
Yeah, when I was watching Yellow Jackets, I felt like I absorbed it so much better because of the subtitles.
Yeah. Well, and it's a great way to learn how to read for like people like me.
Yeah, sure.
When it comes to subtitles, 77% say it's a non-issue. I would say that's where my wife and I are. We use it sometimes.
Yeah,
we use it not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind watching a foreign film reading subtitles either. Do you mind
that? No, that doesn't bother me.
33% never use subtitles and 16% always use the subtitles.
Okay.
Interesting.
Huh.
All right, we're switching to a survey of 11,234 specific adults. Do you think a 4-day work week would generally have a positive or negative effect on worker productivity?
Positive.
You're the majority.
Yeah.
58% say positive. 21% say neither positive nor negative. 12% say negative. I'm not going to say negative. I'm going to say either 21 or 58. I would say 8% are not sure. But yeah, I'd say a positive.
Definitely
as well.
Positive. Let's go for the 4-day work week.
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
Finally, actually, you know what? That's all we have time for. We'll hit up this poll. Never. It's going to die.
It's the morning routine with Rocky and Sarah. Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Trying to have a catch up.
You're special.
Shared insights from his 4-decade tenure as the band's frontman explored in the new Hulu docuseries, Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story. Have you heard about this?
I've heard about this, yes.
Well, let's see what he says.
You know what's interesting? Now that I've seen a couple of big documentaries recently, what I perceived to be the reception in the marketplace versus what is now the reception in the marketplace. See how politically correct I'm being, but you watch some of these docuseries that are out, and mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be this, and it's not. And then the players come out, and then they're talking about it differently, and you don't know.
So are you nervous?
It's out of my hands now. It is our truth.
Yeah. Mm.
It is our truth. How people receive it is not my business any longer.
Oh, I see.
So poetic.
Indeed. I'm going to say something controversial right now.
What? You don't like John Bon Jovi?
I went to see Bon Jovi with Brian in 2010 or something up in Chicago.
This was before his vocal problems.
Right. And it was this huge show at, where's the football stadium? Soldier Field.
Right on the lake.
Yeah. And I did not enjoy it.
Like the whole vibe or the music? Because we all know, I mean, a lot of, you know the songs.
Yeah, I knew the songs.
Bon Jovi's got big songs.
I knew most of the songs.
They
performed well. Everything was fine. It just wasn't my cup of tea. My cup of Jovi.
Okay,
I don't know.
Cool. I see what you did
you see
there.
What I did there.
Well, it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of people.
So thank you for being honest.
Appreciate
thank you for
that.
Your candor.
You're welcome. Well, during a live stream discussion with The Guardian, Neil Tennant of Pet Shop Boys compared Taylor Swift to Michael Jackson.
Taylor Swift sort of fascinates me as a phenomenon because she's so popular, and I sort of quite like the whole thing. But then when I listen to records, we both have the same feeling, actually. For a phenomenon as big, where are the famous songs?
What?
What's Taylor Swift's Billie Jean?
Shake It Off? Yeah, thank you.
Is it though? No, I even know that's the answer.
Is he shading her?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that was a hard SH.
And a shading her?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like he's this phenomenon, but I thought it was going to be more like, you know, a
comparison to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, whoa, okay. So he's unimpressed with T-Swift.
Are you kidding me?
I know people. I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. I like her songs, and I get the whole thing, but
you gotta respect her for everything she's done.
Wow.
Come on.
Well, a day after Tupac Shakur's estate threatened to sue over the use of AI-generated vocals from the late rapper, Drake has pulled his tailor-made freestyle down from social media.
Yeah.
So he has responded and he's taken it down. Drake has posted the Kendrick Lamar diss track, which also included AI Snoop Dogg vocals to his social accounts. The song made headlines for its controversial use of AI vocals for the West Coast legends, as well as for lyrics aimed at Lamar. So, they didn't like it, took it down, it's done.
Oh my gosh.
It's the morning routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
We have a ton of holidays today.
We do.
A lot of very specific, a lot of pretty vague holidays. They're all over the place, really. So, one breath holiday. Are you doing it?
I'm doing it.
All right, let's see what you got.
Alien Day, Get Organized Day, Hug a Friend Day, Hug an Australian Day, International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day, International Guide Dogs Day, International Noise Awareness Day, National Audubon Day, National Dissertation Day, National Garage Day, National Help a Horse Day, National Kids and Pets Day, National No Makeup Day, National Pretzel Day, National Richter Scale Day, National Static Cling Day, Remember Your First Kiss Day, Stop Food Waste Day, World Burlesque Day, World Intellectual Property Day, National Hairball Awareness Day, National Historic Marker Day.
Oh, you did it. That was good. That was really good.
Thank you. I thought I was going to have to stop halfway through and then have you finish it.
No. That was done really, really well. Now, I know that was a blur, so we'll pick out a couple to highlight. But, yeah, fantastic. Applause sound effect.
Thank you. Thank you.
Applause sound effect.
Thank you.
I'm still hating myself for the intro. All right. Let's see. I like National Richter Scale. I want to throw that one out there, Dave, because I love the movie, and I think it's one of the most underrated movies of all time.
Is it called Richter Scale?
It's called Dante's Peak, and it has to do with Richter Scale studies of a volcano.
Was this in the 80s or something?
Yeah. You don't know Dante's Peak. Pierce Brosnan, the woman who was in Terminator, she's very rar.
That lady.
That lady, the beautiful grandma who unfortunately dies in the lake that has been saturated with sulfuric acid. It's terrible, you know? She's so sweet.
That sounds like an uplifting, family-friendly.
They survive. And the girl gets the boy.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so everything's good, but grandma's dead. Happy Friday. Oh, my gosh. Terrible. Do you have any? You want to pick one?
Let's see here. National Garage Day, because I think of garage bands.
Yeah, you do.
Totally.
Safety pin outfits.
My friends Willie and Ryan. What was the name of their band? And Scott Allen, what was the name of their band?
Growl. Misdemeanor.
Kickflip 452.
Yeah, right. They just took that and ran
that's
with
really
it
good
after
name,
12
Sarah.
Ounce pound cake.
That's right,
oh, man,
brother.
That's so funny. Remember Your First Kiss Day. That's a good one. Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes, I do. He smelled like pickles.
Oh, you've told me that before. And yet, you love pickles.
This may
have had a really deep subconscious, like, was it a tender moment? Was it good?
No, it was really awkward. Really, really awkward. In a car, at a stop sign, he just reaches over and is just...
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? You don't really know what's going on. My first kiss was actually trying to be romantic. We were in fourth grade. We were young. And Lindsay Jade, and I can say that because she's a million miles away. And we were walking and, we were by this park and we must have been not fourth grade. How old are you when you're 14? That's how old I was.
When you're 14. Oh,
there's
you're in
four
like the,
in it.
Oh, okay. You were in like the eighth grade or something.
Yeah, okay. Not fourth grade. Yeah.
I know. I was like, whoa.
I was six.
Oh my gosh.
No, so this was when I was 14 and I couldn't date till I was 16. That was the rule.
Oh.
And so this was like, I told my parents to drop me off at the Eagle's Nest, which was the community center that all the cool kids played at. And I was like, I'm going to visit some friends. I'll see you later. And I was there to meet her.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we skipped out on the Eagle's Nest. And there was a park across the street. And we went across to the park. And it was like on this lake. And we were walking. We sat. And I was like, I forget. I was probably like, do you want a kiss? You know, just super weird and awkward. And we did. And I remember it was like really nice. And then we like never talked again. That was the thing. I don't know. So maybe she was unhappy with, maybe I had a little halitosis. I don't know.
Adulting is hard. Make it easy. The Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.